This is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. The Kentucky primary election is Tuesday. Besides the statewide contest, there are lots of local races on the ballot in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties. Joining us to discuss those contests are Cincinnati Enquirer columnist Amanda Van Benschoten and Enquirer Politics and Kentucky government reporter Scott Wortman. You can join the conversation. Our number is 513-419-7100 or email talk at WVXU.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, 513-419-7100. Thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
When we started with Jack Brammer, I asked him if folks in Kentucky are tuned into the fact that there's a primary coming up on Tuesday. And one of my coworkers who lives in Northern Kentucky brought in the stack of mail that he has received at his house. If you're in Northern Kentucky and you're getting this kind of stuff in your mailbox, I'd find it hard to believe that you don't know that there's a primary going on.
There's a yard sign on just about every corner of the area. Yeah.
So are people in Northern Kentucky more tuned in, perhaps, than voters in the rest of the state to the primary on Tuesday? Scott?
I don't know if necessarily more than the rest of the state. In a lot of the primaries, particularly more in the gubernatorial races, but Northern Kentucky has a lower turnout compared to the rest of the state. And I've always suspected that might have to do with the fact that a lot of people are transplants from like Cincinnati or aren't as in tune with the rest of the state. But a lot of the clerks are also probably expecting maybe between 10 and 20% turnout.
Yeah, that's what Jack Brammer was talking about, maybe statewide, you know, mm-hmm. under 20%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're saying under maybe as high as 30 in some parts of the state.
Right.
Here, we generally don't break, you know, 15% in the local counties. Boone County might be a little higher because they're a little more engaged in the U.S. Senate race at the top of the ticket, but I'd still be surprised to see anything above about 17 or 18%.
Boone County also, that's a big base of support for Matt Bevin, and that's he's probably a favorite to win that county, I would gather.
Well, then we were going to talk about that first, because that's actually a race that you're focused on in Northern Kentucky, as
correct.
McConnell Bevin. Jack Brammer, and I think most analysts seem to think that he has an uphill battle to defeat Mitch McConnell,
mm-hmm.
but he may actually do a whole lot better in Northern Kentucky.
Yes, Northern Kentucky has a lot of Tea Party support. There are a lot of Tea Party organizations. Boone County has two major Tea Party organizations in and of itself. And if you just drive around Northern Kentucky, you see a lot of Retire Mitch signs and Bevin signs, but not as many McConnell signs.
I've seen a lot of Ditch Mitch bumper mm-hmm. stickers. I had
yes.
to say that carefully so I didn't get it wrong.
And you think that could translate into Bevin actually winning, say, Boone or Kenton counties?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I think he'll get a lot of turnout in those two counties.
Mm-hmm.
If these races track the way they have in the past, Bevin could win Boone and Campbell. I'd be surprised if he wins Kenton, but I think it's very likely he wins Boone and Campbell.
Mm.
Now, has Bevin been to visiting Northern Kentucky much compared? I think I saw something tomorrow that Mitch McConnell is speaking to some group perhaps tomorrow in Northern Kentucky.
Well, Bevin's going to be in Kenton County tonight speaking to the Kenton County Republican Party, and he up until maybe about 2 weeks ago, he was in Northern Kentucky several times a week. He's been touring the state for the most part in the last month. But, he's been in Northern Kentucky quite frequently.
What does this mean if McConnell is reelected or wins the nomination as expected? I know when I worked in Kentucky, you really had three centers. You had Louisville, Lexington, and a lot of people considered Northern Kentucky the third city
mm-hmm.
in Kentucky. If there's this much support for Bevin in Northern Kentucky in this primary, what does that mean for Mitch McConnell in the fall race?
His big base of support's in Western Kentucky and Louisville. So, I mean, I don't know if he loses Northern Kentucky, I don't know how much of a bearing that would necessarily have in the general. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Amanda.
I don't think so. You know, there's a lot of debate about whether the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party is going to come behind McConnell. He's mm-hmm. expected to easily win this primary. I tend to think that Republicans will eventually fall into line, because you got to remember Mitch McConnell is the godfather of the modern Republican Party in Kentucky. He is going to be calling in every favor he has and then some between now and November. And, you know, I tend to think he'll be able to make this race about larger federal issues that will bring those Tea Party Republicans back into the fold, so to speak.
Well, these people are voters. I mean, they're going to go to the polls, and it's kind of hard to imagine them skipping the top race on the ballot.
Right.
And I think a lot of people that vote for Bevin will then go for McConnell, even though there's some people are posturing saying I won't vote, but I don't think that'll necessarily be the case.
Yeah.
And the polls have shown that Bevin's about even with Allison Grimes if he did win the primary. So I think a lot of those people would just go to McConnell.
Have any of the former Senator Jim Bunning, former Congressman Jeff Davis, have they made endorsements in this primary?
Bunning has not, and Davis has strongly come out in favor of McConnell. In fact, they have a bit of a feud going on between Bevin and Davis.
Davis's wife?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. Jeff Davis had told me a couple weeks ago that he had a phone conversation, or that his wife had a phone conversation with Matt Bevin last fall. Bevin was asking for her support, and evidently Bevin was very rude to her, said, according to Pat Davis, Jeff Davis's wife, that she didn't know anything about congressional politics, and so he didn't take that, you know, very kindly. And there was a robocall that went out last week telling voters about this and why they shouldn't vote for Bevin.
Does do those endorsements carry clout?
That's hard to really say. I don't know how much people would change a vote because of that. I can't envision someone saying, I was going to vote for Bevin, now I'm not. I think you'd be inclined anyways to vote.
Was that robocall confined to that congressional district?
It was, just all 20 counties of the 4th District.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Amanda, you've been focused more on the local stuff, and we only have about 20 minutes, so we're not going to talk about everything that's particularly on the ballot in all three counties, Boone, Kenton, and Campbell. But before we started, that's one thing you mentioned, the unknown of what the Senate race and the turnout for Bevin may mean for some of these local races.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these local races have very broad implications for the whole greater Cincinnati region. You know, it's more than just who's going to lead Boone or Campbell. And the unknown in these races, you know, how is that U.S. Senate primary at the top of the ticket going to affect the down ballot races? And I don't think anybody can predict that at this point. It depends on how high the turnout is, you know, how big maybe Boone County, say, goes for Matt Bevin over Senator McConnell. So it's hard to say. But we've got some pretty hot races for judge executive, which in Northern Kentucky, the judge executive is kind of like the CEO of the county. He's elected countywide. In Boone County, the longtime incumbent, Gary Moore, faces a challenge from a county commissioner who's sympathetic to the Tea Party.
And
in that
Matt
race,
Dedden.
Matt Dedden, yes. And they've been together on the county's government, the fiscal court, for the past 4 years, and they've butted heads over spending and taxing and other issues. Dedden hasn't really run a very vigorous campaign. You know, he's hasn't been out there quite as much as you might expect. But I think he might be hoping to get a little bit of bounce from Matt Bevin in Boone County. So we'll see how that shakes out. But, you know, that race, the next judge executive of Boone County will play a pretty big role in helping the airport, which is located in Boone County, develop some land. They own about 400 acres of land just south of the airport that a new road built within the past couple years has really opened that land up to development. CBG wants to diversify their revenue. They're going to start developing that, and so the judge executive will play a pretty big role in that development.
That's one of the Boone County race is kind of what led to us having this conversation, because I was listening to an AM station, and it was what I would consider a negative ad, and it was talking about Matt, and I thought, well, it's just another ad for Mitch McConnell ad. And then the happy announcer came on with the little bouncy music, and it was Gary Moore, the Boone County judge executive.
Yep, I've heard those ads too. He's been up on radio quite a bit, and you know, he's
Is that sort of unprecedented for a judge executive race? I don't know that I've ever heard what I would consider a negative ad in a local race like that.
You know, I think Gary Moore is probably trying to hedge his bets a little bit, and you know, he's criticized his opponent, Matt Dedden, in other ways. You know, they had their very first joint appearance of the campaign last night at a debate, and I think Judge Moore was needling Matt Dedden a little bit for not appearing at previous debates. And, you know, I think I think Judge Moore is probably trying to hedge his bets against that unknown factor, you know, the turnout at the top of the ticket and how that might affect him.
Is the Boone County race the most contested, or do we move over to Kenton County?
Kenton's the hot one,
yes.
Yeah. That one's kind of nasty, isn't it?
That has gotten very nasty, and that's so tight it's impossible to predict which way that's going to go on Tuesday. And
tell us about the candidates. Who are the candidates?
Well, in that race, you've got the incumbent judge executive, Steve Arlinghouse, who just finished his first four-year term.
Right.
And he faces a challenge from County Commissioner Chris Knockelman, who's been in the county government for 8 years now. And boy, that one's nasty. And, you know, that one, the Kenton County Judge Executive controls the airport board for CVG. So that's the one that really has the broad implications for the whole region, because the person who sits in that seat appoints all the voting members of the board. The board, of course, controls the direction of the airport, and they are locked in a pretty tight fight. The airport is a pretty central issue in that race, given the scandal that the Enquirer revealed last fall with spending by board members, and that's under investigation by the state auditor, but his report isn't expected until this summer. But, you know, Knockelman says it's time to clean up the board, change the way we do things, and Arlinghouse says, well, that's out of local control. That's up to Frankfurt, so I'm going to stick with, you know, the way things are going until I hear otherwise. But you've also got personal accusations flying around. There's some anonymous attack websites set up. Well, not really anonymous. They're set up by each campaign, but they don't quite say that up front. And that is the really hot race in Northern Kentucky.
And I think, is Knockelman a county commissioner?
Yes.
So that's side of the same setup that you've got in Boone County, where mm-hmm. a county commissioner is running for judge executive.
Yep. And the county commissioners, you know, do play a role in county government. They approve the budget. They're very involved in county affairs, and they're kind of the board of directors. If the judge executive is the CEO, they all work together to guide the county.
Back to you mentioned that, you know, the next Boone County judge executive could play a role in the development around the airport, mm-hmm. which is confusing to some people that the airport is in Boone County, but it is managed by the Kenton County Airport Board. And that goes back to when the airport was set up. Mm-hmm. Boone County said they didn't want to fool with it. So Kenton County said, well, can we?
Yeah. And that was back in the 1940s, I think. And at that time, mm-hmm. Kenton County had all the political power and the money in Northern Kentucky. Boone County did not, but they had the flat land. So that's how that worked out. And it's been really the same structure for 70 plus years now. And one of the questions at hand is it time to revisit that structure?
Is that going to be, and that's probably going to be a big fight if that were to happen, to that Boone County says we want essentially control of the airport that's in our county.
Well, they've said that, and that is a bone of contention. Now, that's not up to anybody locally, not anybody in Cincinnati, not anybody in Northern Kentucky. That's up to the state legislature in Frankfort. They created the airport board, so they are the only ones who can change it. And there is kind of a movement afoot to make some changes. So everybody's waiting to see what the state auditor recommends this summer.
Will the makeup of the legislature have much to do with that? I mean, you know, Republicans are trying to win control of the House down there. And
you know, it's hard to say because, you know, we're not going to have any big changes in our Northern Kentucky delegation
yeah.
among our legislators. And they've really, you know, they're the ones who would have to champion something like this in Frankfort in order to get it done. And they've kind of shown a reluctance to get involved until after the auditor's report comes out. If Republicans do take control of the House, it could pave the way for changes. I won't say that that's a huge factor in it, though.
Has the airport ever come up in any of the talks with McConnell Bevin?
Not really. I mean, it's they haven't really said anything specifically about the airport. McConnell has addressed, when asked about it, said it's not really a congressional issue and there's really nothing he can do about it, which is the same thing he says about the Brent Spence Bridge as well, saying it's up to the states to allocate the money. So he's kind of washed his hands of it.
We are talking about next week's Kentucky primary. Our guests are Enquirer columnist Amanda Van Benschoten and Enquirer Politics and Kentucky Government reporter Scott Wortman. If you have a question, 513-419-7100. Again, 513-419-7100. Switching back to Kenton County and the judge executive race, we talk about it being, it's hard to tell what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a lot of attention. And apparently it's getting lots and lots of money attracted to it as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Almost about $250,000 of $250,000 raised, and almost that much spent in that race so far. And, you know, that's, those campaign finance reports are a couple weeks old, and you've got some big money pouring in. You know, members of the airport board have, of course, given to the incumbent because it's in their interest to keep things the way they are, you know, to the tune of, I think, $17,000. And, you know, on the other side, you know, Chris Knockelman is raising not quite as much money as the incumbent. The incumbent has raised the bulk of the money, but he's getting money from the home building community, some influential people, you know, the family that owns Dries Homes. So it's been very interesting to see where the money trail has gone. But I can't recall a judge executive race this expensive.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's if it's going to set a record for a judge executive race in this part of the state.
You know, I think it might. You know, Steve Arlinghouse, the incumbent, has raised $196,000, I think, at last check, and you know he'll exceed $200,000, I think, once all the campaign finance reports are out, and that's just. That is a lot of money in a race like this.
And what are they doing with this money?
Well, they're buying political advice, people to tell them what to say and how to say it, and run ads for them and send
and
out
mailers,
press releases.
I know there's Arlinghouse and Knockelman in this
path. Yeah, it's not cheap either. Yeah.
Absolutely. There are mailers and lots of yard signs. You can't go anywhere in Kenton County without seeing some Knockelman Arlinghouse yard signs. It's really, I know they say yard signs don't vote, but my gosh, if they did, you couldn't even tell which way this race would go because there are so many out there. Let's see, what else are they spending on? You know, ads. I think there are some video ads that have been produced and radio ads and that kind of thing. Yeah.
The money that's being spent, just off the top of your head, do you know what this job pays?
You know, it's usually in the neighborhood of $100,000. Salary. It really depends on the county, and but I think Scott, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the ballpark of $100,000 a year.
That's all three counties.
Yep.
Campbell County also has a race for judge executive. Is it being overshadowed by Kenton County and Boone County, or what's happening? Who's in that race, and you know, describe it for us.
Well, not quite as much attention has been paid to that race because you've got the airport factors in the other two, and obviously that's of high interest. But really, the Campbell County race is one of the most interesting because you've got a longtime incumbent, Steve Pendry, who faces a challenge from a business executive who's never held elected office, but he's got quite a bit of experience in the corporate and political arenas. His name is Kevin Sell. And he ran against the incumbent, Steve Pendry, in 2010 as well, and came within, you know, less than 100 votes of defeating him then, and he's making another run for it. It's been a very competitive race and really focused on Campbell County's place in the broader region. Is Campbell County getting enough attention on the economic development front from the Northern Kentucky Triad, which handles economic development across the region? And, you know, how should Campbell County grow, and what is the best way to do that? Obviously, Campbell County is home to Northern Kentucky University, which is growing by leaps and bounds and really has a foothold in the tech and startup sector, which is a fast-growing part of the entire region's economy. And so much of the race has focused on those issues.
With each of the county, there's the county commission, and I think it looked to me, are there primaries in all three counties for county commission seats?
Here and there, yep. And it's interesting, in Kenton County, the primaries, they kind of stack up. You got Knockelman people and Arlinghouse people, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. And, you know, in Campbell County, I don't know that there may be one contested primary that's, you know, not quite as hot, but in Boone County, it really, you've got Tea Party Republicans on one side, establishment Republicans on the other. And the Tea Party has really wanted to take control of Boone County government for several years now, and they look to be in a pretty good position to do that, you know, depending on what kind of bounce those candidates might get from Matt Bevin.
They took over the Republican Party a couple years ago and are all in the executive committee of the Boone County Republicans.
Yeah. On the Ohio side of the river, a lot of times in legislative districts and even in county races, the primary election is, in fact, the general election because a county or a legislative district is so Republican or so Democrat. Is that the case in Northern Kentucky counties with these local races that
for
the Republicans dominate?
But in Campbell County, it's a lot closer. Yeah. It's more evenly. It's almost 50-50. The Republicans gained the majority population-wise about 2012, around there. But those could be races between the parties. And if it's a local race in the River Cities, it's strongly Democrat. But elsewhere, it's pretty resoundingly Republican.
In Campbell County, the Democrats at least have a fighting chance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with redistricting for, like, the Senate race, which is an open seat there, the mm-hmm. state Senate race, they picked up Pendleton and Bracken, which are predominantly Democrat.
Back to the issue of the Tea Party in Boone County, is there any reason why it's stronger in Boone County?
Well, you know, the Democratic Party is pretty much non-existent in Boone County. You know, it's a very conservative county, very high in Republican registration. But I think there are a lot of factors at play. You know, Boone County is more rural than the other two counties in northern Kentucky. There are more, you know, people who've lived there for their whole lives, or their families have lived there for generations. And you've got a lot of issues of, there's been so much change in the county. Boone County's population growth is just off the charts and projected to keep rising. So you've got kind of an influx of new people, kind of butting heads, so to speak, against, you know, the longtime county residents. And I think those factors certainly come into play.
With, unless I missed it, and I scanned the ballots quickly, I couldn't find any Democratic candidates running for judges executive in any of the three counties. Is that correct?
Now, in Campbell County, there is a Democrat who will be on the November ballot. His name is Ken Racton. He's a longtime county commissioner, sits on the fiscal court. And no matter who wins that Republican primary in Campbell County, I think that will be a lively race between the two of them. But in Kenton County, the winner of Tuesday's primary will run unopposed and take office next January. Now, in Boone County, you've got a Libertarian candidate and an Independent candidate who may get on the ballot. They have until early August to formally enter the race, but there are two Independent candidates there who've declared their intention to run.
But Recton in Campbell County is well known to people.
He is.
For years.
He is. And, you know, he's not an overly partisan guy, you know, kind of statesmanlike. And, you know, I think it'll be a good race on the issues. And in Campbell County, it's not a bad thing to be a Democrat. If you can turn out votes in the River Cities and in the urban areas, you've got a fighting chance.
A couple of other races to highlight before we run out of time. Of course, I missed the Democrat on the ballot in Campbell County. Is Jack Snodgrass retiring as Campbell County clerk? And that's big, because I've worked at WNKU, and anytime we did something about the Campbell County election, it was called Jack Snodgrass. He's almost an institution, and I guess he's retiring.
He is at the end of the year, and there's a race for his seat, obviously, but nobody runs a better election than Jack Snodgrass. He's been in there forever. He knows every election law backwards and forwards. And you know, as a reporter, as a journalist, that election night in Campbell County is going to run well, because Jack knows what he's doing.
He usually is also one of the first to have the results in, and he's a well-oiled machine down there.
What about the Covington Commission race?
Well, now that there is a primary, what that's going to do is just whittle down the field for the November general election. I think we've got 12 or 13 candidates on the primary ballot, and the top eight, I believe, will go on to November. There are four seats on that city commission, and, you know, Covington's had its share of challenges in the past couple years. There's been open infighting on the city commission among the four commissioners. You know, Covington is struggling to kind of right its financial ship, so to speak, but mostly I think people are sick of the dysfunction and just want a plan to move the city forward, and that's why you're seeing so many candidates.
Scott, I'm going to give you the last word before we run out of time here. What are you going to be looking for as maybe a surprise or an aha moment on Tuesday night?
One of the main things I'm looking for is the margin of victory I guess I don't want to necessarily call it before it happens, but how much McConnell wins against Bevin. And what that says about him, basically. I mean, I think he probably wants at least a 15 to 20 point margin to feel secure. But
we've been discussing local races in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties ahead of next week's primary election. Our guests were Cincinnati Enquirer columnist Amanda Van Benschoten and Enquirer Politics and Kentucky Government reporter Scott Wardman. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available on our website, wvxu.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our technical director was Bruce Ellis. With Howard Wilkinson, I'm Jay Hanselman.